pray and thank you. Let's close our eyes and bow our hands. Amen. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the new day. And Lord, for life and health and strength you've given us. We pray your good hand upon us as we take this time in your house and around your work. Please bless us, Lord. Pray for your continued good hand upon Frank. It's good to see him out, but I still feel a bit bad about him. I pray, Father, that you would just touch his head and his jaws and that, just everything, Lord, and just work on that there and heal him, Lord, and get him back on his feet sooner rather than later. Please bless, Lord, and be with those that aren't here, can't be here. And Father, for those that we know that are lost, I pray for your conviction of sin and judgment to come, Lord. For those that have had a gospel tract or heard a wee word of scriptures, please, Lord, speak to them too. For our leaders, I pray you, Lord, as they do the right thing, bless them. If they do the wrong thing, oppose them, Father, please. We love you and thank you. Thank you most of all for your Son, Christ Jesus. We leave these things at your feet, and we pray all this in the name of your Son, Christ, according to your will, Lord. Amen. Amen. We get a pair of glasses on because we're going to be singing out of the big hymn book this evening. I don't put big glasses on or my reading glasses on, I'll not be able to see a thing. We're going to start with 370. Number 370 is Blow Out the Light. page or two to 349. 349.
We'll just remain seated as we sing the Comforters.
Next reading is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth and the rising of the sun and the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine. For God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous around about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God has judged himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifice, for thy burnt offerings, who have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Being thou hast its construction, and cast my words behind thee. And thou sawest a sheep, then content with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue brimmeth deceit. Thou sittest and speak against thy brother, and thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things have thou done, I kept silent, and that. Thou, though that I was altogether such an one as myself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. I consider this, yea, I forgot God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorify me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Amen.
Norma?
Is that a Norman and Lewis production?
Yes.
Just want to remind everybody of the little green prayer list. Please do make sure that you have one of those. If you have a moment time for prayer, please make sure that you call out at least some of those names. Amen. Glad to have Frank with us, although I feel bad about you being here. I think you should still be at home convalescing, Frank, but we're very happy to see you. We will continue to pray for you. I'm sure Mum and Dad are glad that everything went well, and we pray that it will continue to do so. Please do pray for everybody that's not here. If we will, we'll have Steve. Steve will be in, well, he'll be finishing dialysis and probably just getting home about now, so please don't forget him. His kidneys are starting to work a little bit again, so please do pray about that. I think it said something like 14 weeks after 14 weeks, they would check and see whether his kidneys are picking up or whether they're just working a wee bit, so we'd appreciate your prayers for that. Don't forget young Colin, or Stephen as he's known in certain circles. He is supposed to be, at least he tells me, he's over in Bakhmut doing humanitarian aid. A dangerous place to be. Please do pray for him. Will's working, or coming and going from work. Please do pray for him and his mum and his family. and his family as well at this time, and don't forget to pray for each other. A lot going on in the world. I only know one man that can help you safely navigate through it. I pray that he is your Lord and Savior. And just like the Bible says, that your comforter is comforting. Not the Bible. Is there anything else that we would need to be thinking about or praying about? I'm just glad that Frank's okay. They all are. Well, let's have another wee word of prayer, and then we'll sing another couple of songs. Let's close your eyes and bow our heads. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again we, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that no matter how many times of the day or the night we want to come before you in prayer, that through your Son Christ Jesus we can boldly enter into the Holy. And I thank you, Lord, for your love for us, that you would want to speak to us and want to hear from us. There's a lot going on in the world, and Lord, you know all the players and everybody that's up to what. I pray you, Father, please, that you would oppose evil still at every turn, and that you would bless and deliver your people even day by day. We are thankful for thank being well enough to be here. And I pray you, Lord, for wisdom for his mom and dad and the wherewithal, just to have them sure that, just to keep an eye on him, Lord, and to wrap him up in cotton wool for a wee bit to leave it covered. I pray you, Lord, too, you know all of our private prayer requests. I pray you, Lord, for your hand in them and upon us and in our lives. Upon this presidential visit to Northern Ireland and another prospective one in the very near future, I pray, Lord, please, for your will to be done there too. Lord, for Israel, that you would preserve it and protect it and bless it, and those that love it and bless it too. And Lord, that you would curse those that hate Israel. Father, please watch over us. Please be one of our number this evening. Please, Lord, just put your good hand upon us during the rest of our hymns and the time we look at your word. And please deliver us just exactly what it is that we need. Please save souls out in the world. Please be with our brothers and sisters right the way across the world and deliver their daily needs to you, I pray. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and lead these things to you. Let's take a big hymn books again and we'll sing another song or two. Hymn number 226. 226 is I Find a Friend. We'll stand as we sing this. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll sing this from ultimate of our hymns, 355.
Should be familiar to everybody.
We'll have three four-verse hymns, and our fourth hymn is a three-verse hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. I know some of those other ones are a little bit newer and exercise the vocal cords in one thing and another, but this is a little bit like the apple pie and custard after the two pieces of cake. What a friend we have in Jesus. Steve McQueen will not be making an appearance in church this evening like he did in The Great Escape. It was Steve McQueen, wasn't it? That him that tried to take the motorbike and jump the wire fence and ended up caught him for something I can't recall. No, this is a different Great Escape. This is the Great Escape that Jesus affords us, but in order to avail of a great escape, you have to understand that there's something to be escaped from. Matthew chapter 24, I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1, and we have a baker's dozen and one verse to read, which is 14 verses. And let's begin. Matthew 24, beginning at verse number 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." Amen. We're going to stop there. Take those few verses of the text this evening. We're speaking on the Great Escape. Amen. Let's have a quick prayer, and then we'll jump right in. Heavenly Father, please be with us as we take this time in your word. Please open our understanding and give me the correct words to say. And please, Father, let there be a good spirit about the church this evening. So good to have Frank with us. I pray that this would be a help. Lord, we love you and thank you. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, there's a lot of people who claim that this Bible that we have just read, and this portion that we have just read, is out of date. It's a book for old fogies. And yes, it is a book for old fogies, but it's a book for young pups as well. It's a book for the millennials and the, what do you call all those people, the millennials and I can't remember, yuppies and all of those people. But if you live long enough and put a few miles in the clock, you will find out the words that Peter said to Jesus when Jesus thought everyone was abandoning. Those words are very, very true. Where else are you going to go for the words of eternal life? Where else will you go? Everything else is temporary, addictive, and even destructive on so many levels if you try to make it take the place of God Almighty. And years ago, I heard a joke. I don't mean any ill by it to anybody, but there's a joke about a little boy that goes to his daddy, and he says, "Daddy, why does Granny always read the Bible?" Daddy said, "Well, son, it's like this. She's revising for her finals." In other words, she was getting ready to go to heaven. But life is a way of teaching you what's important. Sometimes it happens in the most unexpected ways. And a lot of young people, maybe Frank's age, don't have the breadth of knowledge of everybody else here who has at least 30 years on of life experience and being out in the world and seeing things that are happening and, of course, reading the Bible and one thing and another. But life will teach you a lesson. It'll rub the rough edges off you. It'll teach you useful lesson after useful lesson if you let it. It'll help you understand that the world is just not going to do to be what you want it to be. If the world is going to be what it's going to be, and you have to find a way of navigating it. I did mention as we opened this part of the service earlier on there, in order to plan a great escape, you need to know what it is that you're escaping. Now, in the movie, the Allies were trying to escape from a Nazi prison camp. And they tried and tried. They knew that life there was going to be one harsh, harsh regime under the jackboot of the Nazis, and they were doing everything they could to get out. They did tunnels, I think, but I could be wrong. Steve McQueen tried to get his bike and jump a ramp over the wire at one point. They tried anything and everything to escape, and some of them did. But as far as we're concerned, we can watch the film and enjoy it and have a laugh about it afterwards, or comment on how bad things were back then and the trouble that the Nazis brought to everybody, the hardship that they brought. But just this little portion of God's word, it has a word for the world and it has a word for believers. Here's some of the things that are happening right now. Verse number 6, wars and rumors of war. That's what the Bible says. I don't think anybody that has a few functioning neurons in their brain can deny that we are in the thrall of wars and rumors of wars right now between Russia and Ukraine and China and Taiwan and Japan and North and South Korea, and all these things are going on. Saudi Arabia's got there's a flavour of Islam in there as well. All of these things are going on. Wars and rumours of wars. Verse number 7 goes on to say, and here's a few other things that's happening or will be happening in the world. You'll have pestilences and famines. And again, I don't think anybody could deny, just this past, if someone asked you what are the two greatest pestilences that we have seen this past 10, 15 years, you would say COVID-19 and HIV. The gay plague and the manufactured plague. And if you do any shopping for your house, you will see the shelves empty. The famines are coming. And the one thing that we can't do anything about, unless you're a big fan of modern fiction and an old film called The Core, earthquakes. We get earthquakes. Now, God also described in this book that's 2,000 years old, but is a great commentary on today's, on the things that's happening today, he also described the way things would go in society and as far as family goes and religion in 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Peter 3 and a few other places in the Old and New Testament. We read it here, they'll deliver you up to be afflicted, and they'll even think that doing this for you will be them doing God's service. But the Bible talks about people being proud and covetous and boasters. Heady and high manner, not that's religious people, but rebellious and disobedient to parents, and mockers and scoffers of those that are good. It also talks about them hating their mothers and fathers. It talks about religion. We only have to look back at verse number 5, the number of false religions that there are out there. Many shall come in my name saying Christ, and shall deceive many. False Christs. 2 Timothy 3 tells us there will be these men, these women will be heady and high-minded. They'll be traitors, loving pleasure more than God, and having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. All these things are happening right now, and yet we're living through them, and none of us is having a particularly difficult time. We grind our teeth a bit when we see bad people and bad things happen and nothing being done about it. But these things are happening. The Bible even talks about, we can't escape technology, it's all over the world. I think even Elon Musk and his, what do you call that satellite system that he has, Starlink. He's getting that up everywhere, throwing these little satellites everywhere. Our telephones, you can't escape that. There's more technology. It talks about the ability of the beast to give an image life. We've been doing that for years. If we were to read on to verse 22, we would see that we live in the days when every single person in the world can be killed. if we were to scoot away back to the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 5, we would see that common sense is another problem that we don't have enough of it anymore. It's just not that common anymore. Because we live in the days when people call evil good and good evil. And we give darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. People wise in their own eyes, love to drink, justify the wicked because it will make them richer. These are things that are happening right now, as far as we're concerned. They've been happening to a greater or lesser extent ever since the Lord went up to heaven, but all of these things are happening now. Even verse number 12 was a commentary on modern day Christianity, how weak and how watery we are, and if we're threatened in the least wee bit, we would cave. So these things are happening, and it's pretty bad. So what is there to escape? Well, the Word of God tells us judgment's coming. Every time there's been a wicked country, every time there has been a wicked person in the Bible, judgment has always followed on, and God has described it so that we can learn from it. And there's 21 world-shattering judgments. They're detailed in Revelation chapter 6 through 16. And even the end of the Catholic Church and false religion and their grip on the world in Revelation 17 and 18. In which everything that people put their faith in that isn't of God gets turned against them. Or gets pulled out from underneath them. And the Bible records that at least half of the world's population dies and goes to a sinner's hell. In Revelation chapter 6, the Bible says, I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, hunger, death, and the beasts of the earth. And then, if you scoot forward to Revelation chapter 9, talks about the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. So if you have a quarter and a third, that is the same as 3/12 and 4/12, or 3/12 and another 3/12, at least a half of the world's population is going to die in these judgments. How do we miss that? We have gone over the 21 judgments. The animals go mad. Technology goes crazy. There's a great heat. There's the mark of the beast that's inserted in people's, in the back of their right hand or in their forehead. And the sore, the grievous sore that comes because of using that all the time. Giant, did we mention giant hailstones, the poison of the water, stars falling from the sky, men hiding themselves in the dens and in the mountains, and we'll mention that in just a second. These things are coming. God has said these things are coming, and he said these are the things to look out for, which will tell you when they're coming. So you need to formulate an escape. And going to a different country is not going to help, because it's going to be a worldwide judgment. Even going to Mars, I don't know if anyone will ever get that far before the Lord comes back. I'd be interested in seeing it happen. But that doesn't matter if you go to Mars. You're still not out of God's reach or beyond God's reach. Even with us coming, God loves us yet. And he would be quite within his rights to sit with his arms folded and an angry face on him and just wait for that judgment to roll over us. But he still loves us. And he still gives us these things so we can read them and be ready. It's one of the things he said in John 14, I've told you before it's come to pass, so that when it is come to pass, you'll believe. And there's a lot to escape. And it boils down to that if you don't turn to God, nothing will save you from it.
one or other, or maybe all 21, you will see and run afoul of. And one or other of them will take your life. And even if they don't, all you've got to do is watch the clock, the hands on that clock go round a few hundred times or a few thousand times, and your life here is over. It's just past. And if you've not accepted the Lord as your Savior by then, the great white throne of judgment, and then the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched forever, will be your resting place. So like the title suggests, there is a great escape. I certainly wouldn't want anybody, not even the person that annoys me most in this world, or that's hurt me most in this world, I wouldn't want them to go to hell. In Hebrews chapter 2, there's a couple of wee verses that are very, very good, and this is what it says. Hebrews 2 and verse number 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip, in other words, forget them. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, the seed a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? If we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and confirmed unto us by the end of the burden. Do we look for a bunker? Cupboards full of food and water and medical attention. Batteries and solar panels. Those things will certainly tide you over in times of difficulty, but they will not help you escape the judgment that's coming. The Bible even talks about people hiding in the rocks and the mountains. If you keep yourself super fit, then weakness and illness might not get a hold on you just yet, but eventually your life will come to an end. And just like it says in Luke 16, there were two men, Lazarus and the rich man, rejected God. Will you be carried by the angels to heaven, or will you open your eyes in hell day and torment? Now, I would love to tell you that this is just a fairy story, but I'm just practicing the storyline for a film or for a book that I'm reading. That's not the case. Even just the verses that we have read, the first 14 or 15 verses in Matthew 24 are happening right now. Right now. And they haven't happened for thousands of years, but they're happening right now. And there is only one escape. And it's yours for the bargain price of your sin. And when you turn from them, and you trust in Christ as your Savior, that great escape is yours. And that great escape takes one of two forms. Your life is over before the Lord comes back, you just go straight to heaven. The Bible says, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But if the Lord comes back in the air, he says, look, the time's up, nobody else is going to get saved, I'm going to get the ones that are saved. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, this is before 15, says this. This is what Paul sent to the church of Thessalonica. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, the dead in Christ. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. He's not coming to the earth, he's coming to the clouds. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. I know we have been grinding our teeth and clenching our fists and stamping our feet at the way our leaders have been running our countries and indeed the world into the ground.
I would love for President Trump to be President of the United States if there's anything left of it by the time he gets the opportunity. But even at that, that would just be a reprieve for a few years, because the Word of God says that basically these men that set themselves up as 10 kings in the world will hand their power over to the Antichrist at some point in the near future. I would love for a good, decent leader to get in to run our country, to run Europe, to run America, to run Europe. But it's mentioned Europe, Russia, China, all of these places where life is cheap. I would love for that. But even if that happened, wicked men who don't even bother to hide their wickedness anymore, I am sure they would do anything and everything to destroy him and not care if they were caught, because I could almost certainly guarantee you nothing would happen to them right now. We literally live in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah where people never even cared to hide their sin. It was common knowledge that it went on. You just hoped and prayed that you never ended up being on the wrong end of it. If you want the great escape, if you want to stand in heaven because you accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, you will have escaped a life without God to help you every day. You'll have gotten that. You will have escaped uncertainty in your life, because the Bible says he'll help you every moment of every day. Fear of not knowing what's going on. You will have escaped shame at having your sins gone over. Can you imagine all the bad things that you have said and done being ruled out there for the whole of everybody to see? And then remembering that every time they saw you in hell. You will have escaped judgment for every time you broke God's law. You will have escaped hell and the lake of fire for all eternity. You will have escaped your sin nature. So you'll not even have that bit of you that gets annoyed for no reason, and that rebellious bit of you. You will have escaped the penalty of that all. You will have escaped the company of liars, thieves, murderers, pagans, idolaters, adulterers, blasphemers, and practitioners of every wrong and wicked thing, many of which are accepted and even protected by the world. You'll have escaped that too. And you will get a new and a glorified body and a mansion in heaven, in the company of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who have literally moved mountains to save your soul, the angels and the saints of all the ages. You will have escaped the company of bad people, and you will have received the final gifts of God in heaven, the gifts that keep on giving. I have lived here for 57 years in this world. In all honesty, living in this part of the world, we have been protected from so much that goes on in the world. But even here, badness, evil, is starting to make itself felt again everywhere. It's going to happen. We're all going to get a wee taste of it. We're all going to have to make a decision whether we go with it or we oppose it. But you need to know, brothers and sisters, that there is a great escape. That this world is not our final resting place. That there is an eternity in heaven to be had with God Almighty. That is far better than the alternative. Blending into the crowd and just hoping that everything passes you by. Because God loves you. And he wants your company now and in heaven. He wants your company from the moment you get saved and for the endless ages of eternity. He wants to give you all good things. He wants to give you the peace that passeth all understanding. Wisdom, boldness. So much. Most of all, he wants you to escape hell in the lake of fire. And you can. And you tell him you're sorry for your sins and ask him to save you. We're stopping there. Thank you for your good time. got a song to sing, and then we're done. Hymn number, put the glasses on, 363. The wonderful words of God. If you're able, stand as we sing. Wonderful words of God. Comfort, strengthen, encourage, and even straighten and chasten us, Lord, for those that couldn't be out in church services. Thank you for loving us and watching over us and for all that we've done for us. Please see us safely home. And Lord, we thank you for loving us, for all that you've done for us. I ask these things in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Not forgetting our prayer requests, our private prayer requests. And we leave them at your feet, Lord. That you will grant them according to your will. Please help us, Lord. Amen.
Folks were dismissed, excuse me.
Please shake hands and fellowship for a little bit.